Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is day 65 of the year, Friday, March 6th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are wrapping up the week by heading out to the West Coast, California. We are looking at District 27, which is a massive, highly competitive swing district covering northern Los Angeles County. It includes the Santa Clarita Valley, the San Fernando Valley, and the Antelope Valley. And today, we are profiling a freshman Democrat whose resume is completely unique in Washington. Because before he ever ran for Congress, he was leading the American aerospace industry. We are talking about George Whitesides.
Stephen, Representative Whitesides is the absolute definition of a high-tech problem solver. He got his degree from Princeton and his master's from Cambridge, but he has always been obsessed with spaceflight and science. During the Obama administration, he was actually appointed to be the chief of staff for NASA. He helped manage the massive transition into the modern era of commercial space exploration, and he did such an incredible job that NASA awarded him the Distinguished Service Medal, which is the agency's highest honor.
And his career only accelerated from there. After leaving NASA, Richard Branson hired him to be the very first CEO of Virgin Galactic. Whitesides spent a decade building that company from a tiny startup into a massive global aerospace firm. And this is vital to his political career. He brought Virgin Galactic to the Mojave area, right next to his current congressional district, and helped create hundreds of high-paying, cutting-edge engineering and manufacturing jobs. He actually oversaw the first human spaceflight launched from U.S. soil since the space shuttle retired.
He has a massive record as a local job creator, and he needed every bit of that credibility when he ran for Congress in 2024. CA-27 was represented by Mike Garcia, a Republican incumbent, and it was considered one of the most competitive toss-up seats in the entire country. Whitesides ran a brilliant, pragmatic campaign. He rallied the local aerospace workers, the long-term care nurses, and the suburban families of Santa Clarita. He ended up flipping the seat blue, which was a massive victory for the Democratic Party.
And because of his aerospace background, Democratic leadership immediately recognized his value in the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026. He was named the vice-ranking member of the House Science, Space, and Technology Committee. But even more impressively, he was placed on the House Armed Services Committee, and he was the only Democrat selected to serve on three separate subcommittees, Cyber, Sea Power, and Strategic Forces. He is using that position to fiercely protect United States Air Force Plant 42 in Palmdale, which is where companies like Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman build the most advanced military aircraft in the world.
He is the ultimate defender of the aerospace valley, but he is also intensely focused on localized, ground-level issues. Let's look at his early 2026 legislative blitz. In late January 2026, he testified before the Veterans Affairs Committee to push his new bill, the VA Home Loan Program Reform Act. The housing market has been incredibly volatile, and Whitesides wants to force the VA to publish quarterly, transparent data on exactly how many veterans are defaulting or struggling to pay their mortgages. He argues that you cannot prevent veteran homelessness if the federal government is hiding the financial data.
He is a data-driven executive. And we also have to talk about his work on wildfires. Before running for Congress, Whitesides co-founded an organization called Megafire Action. California has been absolutely devastated by these massive climate-fueled wildfires. Whitesides has spent the last year pushing bipartisan legislation, like the Fix Our Forests Act, to use advanced satellite technology and AI to track and manage these fires before they wipe out entire neighborhoods in his district.
And he is fiercely defending his district's infrastructure from the new Trump administration's budget cuts. Just a few weeks ago, in February 2026, Whitesides went on the offensive. The administration and the Republican majority introduced a partisan budget resolution that actively stripped away nearly $25 million in community project funding that was meant directly for CA-27. We are talking about millions of dollars to clean up toxic PFAS chemicals in the local groundwater, money for a hydrogen fuel cell project in Santa Clarita, and funding to fix a dangerous railroad crossing in Palmdale.
Whitesides voted no and publicly condemned the cuts. He released a blistering statement pointing out that the federal government was actively choosing to defund local public safety and water treatment projects to score partisan points in Washington. He refuses to let the residents of the Antelope Valley foot the bill for Washington's dysfunction.
He knows exactly how to navigate massive bureaucracies, whether it's NASA or the United States Congress. He doesn't govern with extreme partisan rhetoric. He governs like an engineer trying to solve a structural problem.
The NASA chief of staff who launched the commercial space industry.
The freshman lawmaker fighting the megafires and defending the valleys.
That is Representative George Whitesides. That is our profile for California's 27th district. Have a great weekend and stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.